Episode 149, Wayne in with Travis Hartman. I am B Money, the producer. That over there is the talent, Travis Hartman, aka Weekend Trav. Weekend Trav, we got to jump into it. Ryan Garcia, your boy, has he lost his mind? What's going on over there? I got to ask you, Weekend Trav, what are you hearing?
You know what? I'm not sure. I want to believe that this is going to be one of the greatest trolling of all time. I'm hoping that that's what this is, because it's becoming kind of weird, because you just sent this link to me where Ryan Garcia just posted this video, was super cryptic, super weird, saying all this stuff, how he's locked out of his stuff, B-Money. What is this?
So for those that aren't paying attention to this circus that's been going on ever since him and Devin Haney had their press conference, really started in New York, but mainly L.A., it's today's March 4th as we're recording. This afternoon, Monday, March 4th, Ryan Garcia had, I guess someone was interviewing or to post on I don't know whose channel. So I don't want to give credit out to
Fight Hub TV.
Was it Fight Hub? Okay, yeah. It's about 20 to 30 seconds, basically claiming, listen, he's locked out of his phone. He's locked out of his credit cards. Can't access his money. They're trying to throw him in jail. Can't access Instagram. You know, still believes in Jesus. All this stuff. Weekend Trav. And seemed coherent, but the posts leading up to this for the last week or so have been all over the place. This guy who has a history of mental issues, which nothing against that. This seems to be a problem. So Weekend Trav, I got to throw it to you as the professional. What's your take here? Is this Ryan Garcia doing the ultimate troll job, or is this fight truly in jeopardy, which that's where I think we're going towards?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all know that Ryan Garcia took a whole year off and called off a fight for mental health reasons. What was that, back in like 20, after the Luke Campbell fight, I believe,
like
it was
3 years ago, yeah.
2021 or something. So, I mean, I don't know, B-Money. I know that his ex, which is the mom of his child, put a post out there and was like, hey guys, this is no joke, please pray for Ryan Garcia. Although I don't know what she knows. So, you know, maybe she's seeing what we're seeing and is like, hey, this is crazy. So I'm not sure what's going on, man. I think that if this is a troll job, it's working, because we're all talking about him. We're all talking about the Devin Haney fight April 20th now. It's definitely on everybody's radar. Ticket sales are probably going through the roof. So it's going to be hard for him to back out if he tries to back out. But I don't know what's going on, B-Money. It worries me because
so odd.
It worries me.
Yeah, it worries me too, to a point, because he's brought a lot of this upon himself. So I'm not necessarily worried completely for this guy. But also, when we go back to ticket sales, I don't know, because Ryan Garcia actually was posting, you know, different conversations he was having with people on the ticket sales and things like that. I don't think it's selling as good as you think. The live gate, that is, as the tickets are expensive, beyond expensive.
Yeah.
They're in New York. So I don't know what to think about this. And he's making these claims. They're trying to throw him in jail for what exactly? And maybe he's thinking they're trying to Baker Act this son of a gun, because it seems like he's lost his marbles a bit, or at least a danger to himself. I got to ask this question of you then, in the professional ranks, because this person follows you on X, formerly known as Twitter. Who do you think has the lockdown of the Crazy Beans championship of the world? Or is it Ryan Garcia right now, or Britney Spears, who follows Weekend Trav on X?
I mean, to be fair, like, I love Britney. Thanks for following me. I appreciate your follow for like 15 years now. She's been following me, by the way. But no, I think Ryan Garcia's got on lockdown right now.
Wow,
like
he I don't does. Know. It's close. Because it's new. Close.
Well, it's new, so that's why. I think it's just the newness. I'm kind of used to Britney's as being a little out there for a bit now. She's been here for a bit. So I don't know if hers is crazy anymore. I think it's just who she is, because she's not acting any weirder. She's acting the exact same, but it has been weird for like 3-4 years.
I tell you, so, I like about a month or two ago, watching the dance moves with the knives, the butcher knives, what she was doing there. That was something pretty cool.
Dude, she's been doing these weird dance moves for a while too. Like these awkward videos where I want to feel sorry for you, but you're worth like 200-300 million.
With crazy eyes. It's crazy. So let's get back to the boxing though. Ryan Garcia, man. Okay. So for those that aren't keeping record of everything that's happened. Okay. So we had the presser in New York. We've had the presser in LA, a lot of weird stuff going on back and forth on Instagram. He's pushing, or he posted the little spar session between 16-year-old Devin Haney and 21-year-old Tank Davis, and it was like a chopped up clip and stuff like that. You know, he's telling people he smokes weed now, and he still loves Jesus, and people are claiming he's on coke because he's acting a little coked up. I just don't get it. He's kind of all over the place. If this is a troll job weekend trap, and they're trying to sell this fight, it's now getting into that territory where it's like, all right, I'm kind of over this horse shit, to be honest with you. Kind of over it.
I mean, listen, for a purist, a boxing purist like me, I like boxing, right?
We're going to watch it anyways, right?
Well, yeah, and that's what I mean. It's just like, I'm tired of this because I already thought it was a good fight. Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, I'm watching, okay? I like it. It's a good fight. It's a solid fight. It's a fight that I think is, you know, I think Devin Haney wins, but I think it's a great fight for fans because I think the two guys in all fairness, Ryan Garcia is good. I mean, he's probably top five, 140s.
He's going to be up there.
Take
his name and take his social media presence out. His in-ring performances, you going to give him top five still?
I mean, I think he's close. His last fight, he had a pretty impressive knockout, and I was against a guy who I think he was set up to lose against. So I do think Ryan Garcia he's a little better than most people think. I think he
I'll
is.
I'll give you that.
So I don't think that Ryan Garcia is just a social media guy. Yes, he is for sure. He's got a big following because of that. But I do think he's kind of good. Yeah. Okay. I think he's, let's say top five, top six, top seven. He's for sure top 10, I think 100%. 140-pound division. I think his skill level is top 10, without a doubt. I think we could debate the top five for sure. But I think top 10, absolutely. I think Ryan Garcia is a top 10 140-pounder. So he does have skill. He had a very good amateur career. He had a very good pro career. He's lost one fight. He lost to Tank. So it's a pretty good fight.
I think his quickness masks a lot of the other things in ring. So I think his quickness is a good mask for some stuff like exposing his body and things like that.
Yeah, his reflexes are insanely good right now. Right. He's got some really good power. Reflexes do,
especially on coke.
Oh my god.
His reflexes are really good on coke.
Hopefully he's not on coke. Like you don't know because his promoter is Oscar De La Hoya, and I don't want to say.
He's also on coke.
And also now Oscar and Ryan are kind of cool.
They're cutting it with that angel dust, folks. It's I don't know, man. This is we can travel. Where do we go from here? Yeah, where do we go from here with this thing?
Well,
it takes a lot. Okay, I've been very critical of Devin Haney along the way. I mean, he's great. Don't get me wrong. Devin Haney's great. He's a tactician in the ring. It might not be the most exciting fight, but he knows how to win. Very similar to like Floyd. Floyd knew how to win. But I'm not a big fan of Devin Haney. Wow, over the last couple of weeks, he's gained more and more credibility in my book. Like, this guy actually kind of comes across okay now, given in comparison.
The bar wasn't set high, B-Money, so that doesn't even,
yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah, well.
Well, listen, remember 3 years ago when we started this podcast, over 3 years ago, nobody liked it, but I said it. I said Devin Haney has the talents and the fighting style to run this division. He's undefeated, questionable win over Lomachenko. I get it, but it still goes down as a win. So far, Devin Haney has proved my prophecy that he's going to run that division. And now 140, he's moved up to there. So he's running that division. He's the world champion. So I Devin Haney, he is good. I think he needs a dance partner like a Ryan Garcia, because a lot of people and a lot of eyeballs are going to be on this fight because of Ryan Garcia, to be fair. It is. So he's bringing all these. So as crazy as Ryan Garcia is, I think what people are missing is that I think Ryan Garcia, in my opinion, is good for the sport.
Well, the antics for sure. So I'm going to put, this is going to be good for the podcast moments clip here. I'm going to put this question on you. Is this fight weekend trap, Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, is this fight in jeopardy, do you think?
Oh, man. My initial feeling is no. I don't think it is. I think the fight still happens. That's my initial feeling. But I'm also an eternal optimist, if anybody knows me, because I am. I think the fight happens still. I think this is a troll job. I think that maybe he's struggling with some stuff possibly. But I think the fight's going to happen. And why I think it's going to happen is because it's building in an excuse for Ryan Garcia when he loses. That's the only thing that's going to keep him relevant, is because everybody's going to be like, he's right. Like, he was distracted. They were trying to put him in jail. They shut his thing.
He was
And
on coke.
so I want to know, though, is who's they? Who can shut his account down? Who has
His handlers.
access to his account? Like, how do they have access?
I'd imagine he has handlers of sorts. You know, that I mean, when you get a young person, high profile, makes a lot of money real quick, there's going to be certain legal protections for his wealth and his assets, and he probably had that structured, or at least he was talking to it at a young age.
His father is in the scene too. I've seen his father around. His father is part of the business, I
Listen,
think.
yeah, but listen, I bring up Britney Spears as a joke, but she had the same thing, right?
She
She
had a
had the same.
conservatorship.
I'd imagine it's going to be something very similar to that. That it's probably in his camp. I can't confirm that, nor can I deny it, but I think it's probably something along those lines. And the fact that he's been so erratic recently online, posting things about different women from the past with these
Yeah.
guys, the just the erratic behavior. If I'm one of his handlers, if I'm in charge of some things, and he maybe has gone radio silent with us, oh yeah, one way to get him to communicate with us properly is to shut him down.
Yeah.
Well, because he's putting a massive payday on the line here. If this thing gets scrapped, and by scrapped, it doesn't mean that the fight in the card is off, because there is a fighter waiting in line. I can't remember who it is, but it was a good name to fight whoever in case somebody pulls out of the fight. So the fight is happening. Devin Haney is going to fight that day,
Yeah.
okay? But it might not be against Ryan Garcia. He's putting a lot of money on the line. So if I'm the people responsible for him and for his benefit, and he's acting this way and maybe possibly closing us out and not communicating properly with us, we don't know if he's joking around and messing with people. It looks pretty legit on their side. We're going to lock him down too, and we're going to make him come into the surface and talk to us. What the hell is going on? Because you are at risk and in jeopardy of losing a lot of your wealth and potential wealth coming in the next couple of months. So I could see it happening.
Yeah, you just got to hope too, while all this is going on, that you got to hope that Devin Haney is being the consummate professional, meaning he's not being distracted by this too, meaning he's training his butt off. He's training just as hard,
I have a
because
feeling he is.
if this is a troll job, maybe he's trying to mess with Devin Haney's mental, and Devin Haney's slacking off, because Devin Haney 100% can and should beat Ryan Garcia. But if somehow we get this, it's in Ryan Garcia, or it's in Devin Haney's head, where he's like, you know what, I'm gonna beat this guy, screw this guy, I'm not gonna train as hard because it's gonna be an easy fight. Look at him, he's lost his mind. He's probably not even 100%. I could beat this guy, with 24 hours training, I could beat this guy. So who knows if that's the case. But what I think is funny, B Money, is, and this is gonna lead me into the next topic actually, is Ryan Garcia called out Jake Paul after Jake Paul's victory this weekend. So it's bad when Ryan Garcia is calling out Jake Paul after Jake Paul's victory over the weekend, first round knockout. But I don't know if he's trolling or there's something wrong, but he used to be a fan of both of those brothers, and now he's calling them out and being like, what the F is going on?
And the name that I was trying to look, I was Googling real quick, Barboza Jr. So that would be the backup, the fill-in, for either fighter on that one. So the pay-per-view is
Solid,
going to
solid.
happen one way or another. It
Yeah,
just
that's
might be
solid.
Barboza Jr. Yeah, we're back in the past. That's Ryan Garcia has since mentioned he regrets introducing Jake Paul to the sport of boxing, and whether or not he did. But they both are a prima donna social troll type people, or at least Jake Paul used to do a lot more than he does now with regard
Yeah.
to that, back on YouTube and stuff like that. So we used to see the, them wearing the big thing and punching the Ryan Garcia, showing off his speed. Going back to though the
Yeah.
fight, Haney and Garcia, I don't think either one has the punching power to knock one another out. I mean, in
No.
a normal fight. I mean, yes,
Yeah.
anyone could just put their chin up and get knocked out, but I
Yeah.
don't think their fighting styles, I think that would be, if they actually fight, I think that's a 12-round decision fight. I don't think it's going to be anything else special.
Yeah, the over-under should be around 11 and a half, something like that
Yeah,
for sure.
which is basically the fight. So you're either choosing that it's going to go 12 rounds or not. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Yeah, I feel like every time we get behind the microphone, up until that point, there's going to be something new to say with this character until he just finally pulls the plug and says he's going to have one of these posts. It's going to be one of these long Instagram posts where you have to read a bunch, and it's going to be like, I love my friend, my family, my fans, and my friends, and out of the interest in my mental health, blah 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 blah. Version 2.0 of Ryan Garcia. I have a feeling we can Trav. That's what we're going to see. I don't think this fight happens between Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. I think Ryan Garcia is finding ways right now to pull the plug, all the while promoting himself, and even in a negative light, is still promoting himself and being out there. I think this thing gets pulled and it's going to be Barboza Jr. time.
Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong on this one. I don't know at this point. I think I
No
don't.
one does.
I think we know what we don't know, and we don't know if this is real. We don't know what's going on with this kid. We do know that it seems like he needs help. So I do call on the prayer warriors, for real. He did seem like he does believe in Jesus. He seemed like he was pretty serious about it before all this happened. But I mean, if you believe in Jesus, man, like think about it. I mean, maybe the devil's knocking on his door. Maybe the devil's testing this guy. You never know. I'm trying to be serious on a serious note for this guy. If what he's going through is serious and it's not a joke and it's not trolling, I do pray for the guy because I don't hate Ryan Garcia. His antics are kind of crazy, but I don't mind the kid. I know that boxing is tough mentally, as I did it for, I've been professional since 2004. I know that mentally, I wanted to break so many times, and I've never been on the level that he's on with all of the eyes on him, with all of the money, with all the, I never got to that point. I didn't, so I can't speak on that, but I can speak on you that boxing's tough, man. I know that a lot of times I was mentally on the edge of the edge, man. I really was. There were so many times where I could have broke easily. So I do understand the pressure, and I do understand that there is a mental part to it all that I know that he's struggling with. And even if he's not trolling, he could be pretending to troll, masking what's really going on, and maybe he really is struggling. So I mean, it is what it is. I hope that he gets better. I hope the fight happens because us boxing fans, selfishly, I do want to see this fight.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's this isn't as serious as it seems. I know there's a lot of mental pressure here, but I'm gonna continue to push back on it a little bit. Like, he puts a lot of that on himself too by putting the pomp and circumstance and circus act and the promotion,
I
coming in on a
agree.
horse, coming in being carried, all this stuff. He's putting himself in his own harm's way. If it's really actually truly breaking him down, he's the one that's contributing a lot to that himself. He can't just show up with this a normal entourage like most of these guys do, all blinged out, ready to talk behind a mic. No, he's got to make a show of it with this wild, this stupid circus acts. Like, I don't give a crap if somebody's coming out and twirling ribbons and stuff before you come to the mic and come to your throne chair. Why do you have a throne chair, King Ryan? What have you done to give you that title exactly? I've never understood that part. When we were there in Dallas when he fought Luke Campbell and he's carried out on a throne, I didn't understand that. Why? I didn't understand that.
I
I didn't get
mean,
it.
listen, he self-anointed himself as a king, kind of
Correct.
like,
So
let me.
that's my point though, is that it's one thing to not be able to handle the pressure of being on like one of the top in the world or being at that echelon, but you've also created a lot of that problem for yourself as well.
Agreed. Yeah, he
Take
did.
some ownership, young man. Get yourself clean. Get yourself some help. The weed ain't helping. The coke certainly isn't helping. The women certainly aren't helping. Turning your back on your ex-wife who just bore you another child ain't helping. You need to figure some stuff out before you start putting yourself, your family, and boxing fans through the ringer like you have over the last week or so, because at a certain point, we're all just going to throw our hands up and be like, you ain't worth our time now, kid. And it's getting close for me.
Well, I mean, it was close for you years ago, and that you haven't been 100% fan of this kid. But it's fair. Like, listen, you're not wrong. This social media age is a lot of these guys are putting self-inflicted wounds on themselves.
Great way to put it.
They're bringing all this attention in because they want it, and that's how they got famous. But then once they bring that attention in, all of a sudden now they don't want it because it's harming them. Well, guess what? That comes with the territory. You want to be famous? It happens. You want to be this big social media darling? It happens. And I'm not saying that mental health is not important. It is, but I'm saying that for all you up and comers, be careful what you ask for, because one day you may get it and not realize that that's not what you actually wanted. And I think Ryan Garcia is going through that right now. And it is what it is. Like, the kid's got to get it together. He's super young. So, I mean, it is what it is. He is. He's super young. He really is mid 20s. So who knows what's going on? I mean, B Money, can you imagine if me and you both, our mid 20s life was with a microscope on it and we were posting and everybody knew everything about us? Not good for weekend trap for
Well,
sure.
no, but here's the biggest difference with all that. And yes, I know it's serious, and it's not all about this topic I'm going to mention. It's not all about the green, and by green I mean the money. But give me an effing break here, okay? You've made, and you want to flaunt it too, by the way, because recently, I think 2 or 3 days ago, he said he's going on his way to make $1 billion or some weird number like that. Okay, you know what? I don't feel
Adrian
bad for you.
Brenner.
I don't feel bad for you anymore. I don't know. Ryan Garcia is saying this. I don't feel bad for
Yeah.
you. I don't feel bad for
Yeah.
you. I
No,
don't.
you're, I know. I was just, Adrian Broner said the same thing. He wanted to make $1 billion. So I was kind of mocking that. But yeah,
Oh,
no, I
gotcha.
know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's why, like, to a point, it's like, okay, your mental health is important, but you've put yourself in harm's way for this. You've dragged us along for the ride too. You've put a fight potentially in jeopardy. You've flaunted how much money you're making and could and will be making down the road, no matter what. Boo frickin' who. Let me go ahead and cry a river right now for you. Get off of the phone. Maybe it's good your phone was taken away from you. Go clean yourself up, figure stuff out, and stop being try to be hard and somebody you're not. I hate when he gets on the mic and tries to act like a tough guy. I'm just over it. And like I said back minutes ago, it's like I was never a fan of Devin Haney either, but how in the world did I all of a sudden start rooting for Devin Haney in this whole thing? And that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I want Devin Haney to do something that I don't think he's capable of, and that's knocking out Ryan Garcia. Like, do it. End this for us, please. Please somehow end this, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, Weekend Trav, and I feel like we need to move on to something else because there's always going to be something new to talk about with this kid because he is a drama queen and wants to stay in everyone's mouthpiece.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But you know what? I got another podcast moment for SB Money. So write the time down because I'm going to go on a rant
Yeah.
here. I'm
All
going to go
right.
on a rant here because,
Even more of a rant than
listen,
me.
yes, a different person. I'm changing the subject. A guy that
Okay.
you don't like to talk about, but I'm going to talk about him.
No,
Jake Paul.
first of all,
Jake Paul.
I'm just a hater, Weekend Trav. Haven't you gotten that? Like, I don't like to talk about anybody. I don't
I was going
like
to say,
who do I
that's a
like
good
to talk
point.
about? Who
That's
do
actually.
who? Mario Lopez. That's it. That's it.
Well, that's true. That's our bromance. We both love him. Mario Lopez, we
Only
love
guy I
you.
like talk. That guy looks so uncomfortable, by the way, at the press conference. If you saw him in the background when
Yep.
Ryan Garcia was on the mic, that guy looked very, very uncomfortable the entire time.
He's good friends with De La Hoya. And he made a good point, though. You know what? I'm before my rant, he made a good point. Oscar De La Hoya, as crazy as he is, he made a lot of fighters their biggest bags of their career when they
Crazy
were
like a
under
fox.
Oscar De La Hoya. So Canelo, Floyd Mayweather, Ryan Garcia made their biggest bag, well, almost their biggest bags under Oscar De La Hoya. So there's that. But my rant is this, is all you mother effers that hated the fact that Jake Paul was fighting all these MMA stars, and I tried telling you that what he was doing was no different than what they ever did to build a professional career. At least with the MMA stars, we were entertained because it was against guys that we were like, oh yeah, we like this guy in the UFC, right? Now he's actually fighting bum boxers. I shouldn't say that. I hate the name. Now he's fighting boxers who are real boxers, but he's beating them and they're all had winning records. And all you guys clamored for this. I blame all of you guys. For all the last two Jake Paul fights where he fought real boxers, this is the sport of boxing. They know who to pick, who they can beat. Jake Paul's not terrible. Okay. He's not. He can fight. He's now fought two guys who had winning records. They were like 17 and two and like 10 and one or 11 and one. And he's knocked them both out. So I blame all you fans for bitching about him fighting MMA stars. I want Jake Paul to go back to fighting MMA guys. I do. I think he was more entertaining. I think the buildup to those fights as a boxer was more entertaining. Now he's building his career like most prospects built their career. They're fighting real boxers, but it's not exciting. The MMA guys were more exciting, B Money. So that's my rant. I blame everybody for bitching about him fighting ex-MMA guys. I liked those fights better than him fighting these real boxers.
I mean, it can't really argue against that. I just think people are kind of exhausted by him because he did so much so quickly. Like all these different fights with former MMA guys and retiring MMA guys. I get it. It's entertaining, but it just seems like a lot of it happened really quickly. It's like when you're watching a TV show for years, and eventually you're like, man, this thing, they got to end the series at some point, right? Because they're starting to, it feels like the storylines are regurgitating a bit. And like the little things that made the show cute, all of a sudden they're kind of like, okay, I feel like we're kind of getting that from Jake Paul. So him switching gears, fighting, they're not even bums because they have records, right?
And that's why, like, I took that back. I shouldn't have said that.
But they kind of are, because I don't know, when was the last time this guy that he knocked out, when was the last time he fought?
2018.
Yeah, I mean,
He's my, it was my uncle.
that's 6 years ago. This guy fought 5 to 6 years ago, and all of a sudden, and on top of that, it was kind of a disappointing effort anyways in Puerto Rico, because especially for the local crowd, they're there to see Amanda Serrano. Evidently the day
Sold out.
before she was getting her hair did, and the chemical somehow ran into her eyes. And if you see her at the weigh-in, she's wearing glasses at the weigh-in, which it was, no one thought anything of it. Evidently, the chemicals burnt her cornea, and that's why day of the fight, doctors said, no go, you cannot fight in this thing. Rightfully so, because she couldn't see. And that's why they had to pull that fight last minute, seemingly. I'm surprised they wouldn't have known that the night before. That's weird, right?
So that's my hot take there too, is I love Amanda Serrano. I do. I think Amanda Serrano is what's good about boxing. She's a hard worker. She loves to go out there and just works her ass off. She's awesome. I love Amanda Serrano. But the business move that they did in Puerto Rico, I think was shit. I know boxing and I know whether they approve or disapprove you. And they did not approve her right before her fight. So they knew this before the start of that night. Okay? They let all those fans still come out there and instead of just announcing it saying, "Hey, listen, she's not going to fight. If you want a refund, get it now." But what they did was they got everybody there and they announced it right after Jake Paul fought that, "Oh, all of a sudden, Amanda," but they knew that. Okay? That's my only thing, and that's MVP Promotions. They pulled the plug right before Jake Paul, or right after Jake Paul fought, right before she fought. But they knew well before that, B Money. I don't like that. They did offer refunds, full refunds. I get it. And it was on DAZN. So DAZN wasn't pay-per-view, but it is a subscription-based. So people did pay money to watch that. So listen, I love Amanda Serrano, but I don't think that the business part of who she's a part of did the right thing there. I think that they should have done better and they didn't. So I'm glad that this is at the end of the podcast because I don't want them to hear this, but that was a BS job, bro. It
Well,
was.
I
It
got a
was
couple
BS.
things to that. So number one, the person who did her hair should be out of business. I don't get that. What happened? How chemical ran into your, I don't get
What
that.
chemical are you using? Are you
How can
using
that, how is that even
freaking,
possible?
right?
Secondly, I don't know. I don't know where I stand on the business side of it, if it was wrong or right what they did. I'm not sure. I could see both sides of the argument. The fact that they did give, refunds and stuff like that's helpful. It was still an entertaining night for whoever showed up and whatever. So it's kind of hard. If you flew into Puerto Rico to watch her fight, I would be pissed then. I mean, that's different. I mean, then I would have a bit more, to say, and who knows what if they might compensate somebody for that, but I just don't know. I'm kind of torn on that. I get it. They wanted seats still filled for Jake when he was fighting. And who knows if maybe they changed the
That's
story.
what they did.
Yeah. Maybe they changed the storyline on when that knockout was happening anyways, because of that. And, it's since I think that's all kind of worked. And then my last comment, when she's in the ring, I know, I get it. They're Prada sunglasses, the white sunglasses. They looked horrible. They should have put something better on her instead of these weird cat eye looking Prada sunglasses that made her look like an old woman. They needed to give her better eyewear. That was a terrible look. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Never wear those sunglasses ever again, Amanda Serrano. They were terrible.
I'm going to push back. I got a selfie with her here in Orlando at Crib Royale when she's wearing those same glasses.
Terrible.
I think terrible. I think they're okay, and she's wore them
before. They're more expensive than a mortgage payment for me. I get it, but they are terrible. I hated that look. Come on. Give me something better than that. Anyways, so that was what it was. Weekend Trav.
We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it.
The heavyweights. Is that what we're talking about?
Yep, we got to talk about it.
So they fight Friday, correct? Is that in Riyadh?
Yes, Friday in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
The new home for boxing. So that would be one Anthony Joshua taking on Francis Ngannou, and another clash of boxing and MMA. But Ngannou looking even more and more sharp, the more training I've seen. He's 0-1 as he took Tyson Fury the distance in their, I think, what was that, six rounds? I don't know, six or eight
ten,
rounds?
Ten. It was 10.
It was 10. It was 10. Okay. Yep. This one, how many rounds is this one we can try this heavyweight?
I believe it's still 10 as well. But okay. Championship level fights are 12 and they went 10. Yeah.
So this, I mean, that alone is going to be a pretty entertaining fight, I think. I think similar styles, to be honest with you. Big dudes, muscular guys, strong guys. Anthony Joshua a little bit sharper just with his pugilistic skills, but Francis Ngannou honestly is not very far behind him. He's a danger. I mean, when you see his punching power, a clean punch is going to drop anybody. But what I want to say is, and it's not only that, but when you look at the full lineup of this card, it looks pretty darn good.
Saudi Arabia, dude.
I tell you what, I always do this. I always forget co-main event, but the other fight, the main heavyweight fight, Zhang versus
Parker.
There we go.
That's a good fight. Yeah,
that's a great fight. I mean, so it's setting up pretty good. And you said that's Friday.
Yeah, that's on a Friday, guys. Here in it's on a Friday for us here in Florida, and it's in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, it's a Friday of all time, which is weird, right? I don't know why it's on a Friday, but it is.
Hey, for those that like box, if you're going to cut out at lunchtime to go watch World Cup soccer at some point, women's World Cup soccer, you know, whatever, you can cut out early or whenever it is to go watch some heavyweight action here. And Francis Ngannou, I got to check what the over under and stuff is on this one, because he has a pretty good chance, I think, on this one. That's my opinion.
So listen, I'm not going to disagree. Here's my prediction. Okay. Ngannou is 0-1. Okay. He had a very disputed fight against Tyson Fury, although I still think Tyson Fury won that fight narrowly. I thought he won a decision. Yeah. I thought it was very narrow. I have to disagree with you. I don't think Ngannou and Joshua have the similar style. I think Ngannou can punch and he punches hard. I think Anthony Joshua boxes a lot better than most. So if you guys remember Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz 2, that's the same fight you're going to see when he fights Ngannou. Mm. Okay. Andy Ruiz knocked out Anthony Joshua in the first fight. So Anthony Joshua was very hesitant to engage because he knew that, Ruiz had the power. He literally boxed and moved the whole match. He's going to box and move the whole entire fight against Ngannou. He's going to make Ngannou look very average. The only reason Ngannou looked amazing was because Tyson Fury's fat, out of shape, butt set in front of him, and he caught him with like a left hook, and he went down.
That's your boy. You love that guy.
Yes. I don't love him, but I do. I think that he's the greatest heavyweight out there, and I think he beats Usyk too. But so the point is, I think it's going to be a boring fight. I think it's going to be boring. I think Anthony Joshua is going to box and move because he's very smart, and he knows that Ngannou can knock him out with any punch, because Ngannou did impress me a little bit. Okay. He did. He has a little more boxing ability than I thought. And he's a 265 pound dude. Okay. So he can absorb power more. I think Anthony Joshua outboxes him. I don't think Anthony Joshua knocks him out. I actually will go on the record right now and say this. Nobody in the heavyweight division right now can knock out Ngannou, period. I don't think Ngannou beats any of them. I don't think any heavyweight, including Deontay
I was
Wilder.
about to say, okay.
I don't think Deontay Wilder can knock out Ngannou. And I will firmly go on the record and say that. Ngannou cannot be knocked out by any heavyweight of this era right now. This guy is a mammoth. 265. He's solid. He's got a chin. You cannot move this guy. This guy is Mount Everest. Okay, he's Mount Everest. You're not climbing him. And if you do, you ain't knocking him out. Period. You
love
ain't
it.
Jump, you ain't jumping off Mount Everest.
I love it.
Ngannou's a beast.
Weekend Trav is on the Ngannou train saying he's Mount Everest, but he's gonna lose. And here's so let me give you some numbers here. So as of right now on the Hard Rock app, we're looking at Anthony Joshua -450 favorite, which is a big favorite. Ngannou +325. That might be worth a flyer, but here's what I like. Here's the bet I like. Anthony Joshua by decision currently is +250. If I'm a betting man, and I am, I would put money on Anthony Joshua by decision +250.
Bro.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you want to hedge yourself a bit, then you can take Francis Ngannou by knockout or TKO or DQ is +425. So if you want to hedge yourself, you know, place two bets there. If you think it could be either this or that, both ways, I think is a pretty winning combination there. So if you put some money on Joshua by decision, which is probably going to be the way to go, but in the puncher's chance, Ngannou +425 to win by knockout or TKO, I think that's a winning move on the bettors front.
I'm going to hedge myself, be money. I'm going to pick Joshua by decision, and then I'm going to put some money on Ngannou disqualification. Something crazy is going to happen. It's in Saudi Arabia, bro.
That's what I say. Yeah, Francis Ngannou by KO, TKO, or DQ is +425.
I like it. I'm going to put a small amount on that, but also a bigger amount on the fact that Joshua wins by decision. But
in fact, listen, I just did, right? Was we're talking.
Boom.
So,
boom.
And then I'm going to go one step beyond that weekend, Trav, because you brought up an interesting name. I think win or lose, Ngannou, next, Deontay Wilder.
I mean, listen, Ngannou is going to be 0-2 after this Friday, but I would still pay to watch him fight Deontay Wilder.
Exactly. Hey, but I know Ngannou is going back. He has an MMA fight lined up anyways.
UFC?
No, it's not UFC. I can't remember which promotion. It's like the second one.
Bellator was in Saudi Arabia last couple weekends ago and Clarissa Shields fought, so maybe it's Bellator. So
there is a lined up MMA fight. Great for him, though. I love the fact that Francis Ngannou has bet on himself and he's making money now. And
agreed.
It's going so well. Because people, you got to understand, there's more games out there other than UFC, okay? You got bare knuckle. You got
the PFL, Bellator.
Got all that stuff. You have Game Bread, which is kind of just a wild, wild bare knuckle, you know, MMA mix. It's crazy. And then you have traditional boxing. You got all this. There's more games in town than UFC, okay, for these guys to go make some money for them and their families overall. So
good
more
for
power
them.
To them. Happy for them. Weekend Trav, final thoughts.
I froze.
You said a lot. We got through a lot today.
I already went on my rant, so I'm done with my rant, with the Jake Paul rant, the Garcia rant, the Ngannou rant. I've had it all. So if you haven't watched the episode, watch this freaking episode, because I went on three different rants. Jake Paul one, a Garcia one, and an Ngannou one. So watch this episode. What episode is it again? 149?
149. Wayne and
149!
Travis.
Hey, you better subscribe to us.
Yeah, if you were subscribing, you know that, I think. So you should be hitting that thumb up, hitting the subscribe button if you're on YouTube, wherever you might catch this. On the audio sources, we're all over the place there, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. My final thought, Weekend Trav, is this. I want to play Cupid for a second before we close, before we end 149 here. I want to play Cupid because I'm a matchmaker at heart, and I really think what's lining up for everyone in the stars is this. The perfect match would be right now Ryan Garcia, Britney Spears, bring it together. That is the relationship that we all want to see, I think, going forward. Ryan Garcia, Britney Spears, bring it on. Could you imagine watching that play and unfold? That is gold. That is, who would turn that off? No one. You would want to see that 24 hours a day. Right?
I can neither confirm nor deny my agreeing with
I'm
that.
sorry. It's only a multi-billion dollar idea. Hopefully no one takes it from me. But on episode 149, V Money is the one that first introduced us to that. So that being said, and with that over there is the talent, Travis Hartman, aka Weekend Trav.
That there is my man, the myth, the legend, B Money, AKA. Actually, that is AKA. He's also known as B Money, but his name
Yeah.
is Brandon,
Yeah,
and
that's me.
he's a solid man and a good producer.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Oh, gosh. I forgot to record it.
Shut
I'm just kidding.
up.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're good. All right.
Hate you,
God
but
bless.
I love
See you
you.
next time.